United States Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said today that Israeli and Palestinian leaders have agreed to hold confidence-building talks every 2 weeks. However, an official made clear the focus would be on security and that discussions of a Palestinian state would not be on the agenda. Rice has been trying to revive peace hopes dimmed last year by the establishment of a Hamas-led Palestinian government. One hope is the revival of a proposal for peace by the Arab League. Tomorrow, the organization begins its annual summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. We spoke to Dr. Gershon Baskin of the Israeli-Palestinian Center for Research and Information to find out what role Arab states can play in the peace process.
Tomorrow and Thursday is the Arab League Summit in Riyadh, which will be debating once again the Arab Peace Initiative and hopefully ratifying that initiative once again, putting on the table for the entire region and the international community a peace initiative which could put an end to the Israeli-Arab conflict. It requires direct bilateral negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, Syria and Lebanon, to end the occupation of Arab lands and to bring about full recognition of Israel as a welcome member state in this region. It's the first real initiative in at least 5 years that we've seen that has a chance of moving forward.